We're learning over here. So the Mishnah was Sivkotan Vav. The Imbitlo Kama Shabbosos, and a few Shabbosos were cancelled, then Yesh Oim, says the Mishnah, some say the only Kriyos B'Shabbos Haba, we don't read the next Shabbos, Ki Ima Sedra Achrona Smucha Lezu. You'll only read that Sedra that was missed plus the current Pasha. You will not read, you will never line three Pashas in one Shabbos. Says the first opinion. You're going to be reading all the sedas that were missed. And it appears from the Vilna Gaon that you hold like the first opinion that you're never going to be doing more than the current seder and the previous seder. You're never going to do three sedas. You're never going to do that much. So if two Shabbos were missed, one set is going to be missed forever. Rabbi, what will be if Mondays or Thursdays was missed? We learned now about whole Shabbos. Shabbos landing was missed. What happens then? We discussed. Next Shabbos you make up. What happens if a Monday or Thursday was missed? What happens then? Monday, no minion. What happens then? Good. You're saying that there's no point being mashlim. Says the Bir Halacha. The halachas on the side of here, Shabbos Achas, Dafke Shabbos, only specifically a Shabbos, Havel in Bitlu Akriya B'Shein V'Chamishi, but if Monday, Thursday landing was missed, Eilo Tashlumin Yom Sha'achov, there's no Tashlumin on the next day, there's no Tashlumin on the following day. You're not Mashlim. Monday's landing was missed, you're not going to do on Tuesday. However, Rabbi Isai, and that's a brisk Shaila. What happens, Rabbi Isai, if Monday's landing was missed? Can you make up on by Mincha? Monday morning lining was missed.
If it's done on the day before it's done.
Yeah.
It shouldn't make any difference.
You can or you can't. By Mincha, you take out Sefer Torah and you do the Monday morning lining. Why not? Oh, pardon? Good. You can't do it. Why not? So the Maisa, the Poiskim say very clearly, and that's really Meduik in the Bialocha. What is it sound like in the Bialocha? Liyom Shachov, you can't, which it seems to imply. On that day you can. And that's the Maisa of the Poiskim Paskin. That if a person, if the lining is missed on Mondays and Thursdays, you can make up later on by Mincha. And that some Gdolim are known to have done that. It happens occasionally if there's a person travels to Australia, to South Africa, travels to foreign, and sometimes he misses that whatever may happen, and he wants to be mashlim the laning, on the day there is a concept of making up the laning on the day. Next day there isn't, Mondays and Thursdays. Yeah, that's correct. That's correct, but Mincha will do it, correct. Yeah. What would you say? Ah, no, you do the last week's. You do last week's. Yeah, last week's first, and you keep going. Yes? Oh, if it's Yom Tov, so Yom Tov landing, you want it to be Mashlim. Yeah. Good question, I don't know. I imagine yes. Good question. I imagine the answer is yes. Yisim Sholem is lining connected. That because Oyr is considered Torah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, that's the Ramah. And, Right. Siv Gimel. Koyre Batoira, says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel. Koyre Batoira Rishon. First aliyah is a Koyen, Fach of Levi, followed by a Levi, Fach of Yisrael, lastly a Yisrael. Siv Gimel, Mishneh Berurah, Siv Kotan Tes. Where does that come from? Why do Kohenim get an Aliyah first? Says the Mishneh Berurah, Tiksiv, Vekidashtoi, Pasuk says, Vekidashtoi, you should sanctify them. V'kiblu chazal, chazal understood, this means, shiroi tzoloima, the kol tovo shebektusha, for any ktusha matter, liftoach ishen, you should always honor with the first, the vorech ishen, they should be honored with the first brocha, so bezumen, or with aliyah, little monayofer ishen, and that's not really tovo shebektusha, but to have the first, the best part of the chicken, goes to the kohen. The best schnitzel goes to the kohen. Mono yofa, the best dessert, goes to the kohen. So, mikol mokim, im rotza kohen lach, leko ve lerabo, il mishigol mena rishus biyodoi. So, generally speaking, a kohen can pass on his covet to somebody else. Generally speaking, a kohen can. However, in kiyas, lilin in kiyas betoira, but with regards to kiyas hatoira, the case is not so. For peace matters, a Levi and a Kohen cannot be moichel. They cannot pass on their kovot. Only a Kohen can have the first aliyah. Only a Levi can second aliyah afterwards. He saw shkidei shalavu adovah li demachloikus, so those lead to a massive machloikus. Shekolechod yoyim ranigol. He said, I actually deserve rishon. Do you mind to pass it on to me? And then the other fellow comes and he says, actually, I deserve kohen. And like this, we're going to end up having one big massive machloikus. And therefore, the chazal was said, no. Generally, a kohen can be moichel is covered. If the best dessert being served by the chassan of the kohen says, you know what, you have it first, and he's being a gentleman, he says, no, you take it first. He's sort of grabbing it by a kiddush, he's not like jumping, he says, would you like it first? So, generally, a kohen is allowed to pass on the covet to somebody else. He doesn't have to take it first. Kedashtei can be moichel. However, when it comes to aliyah, he can't. He can't be moichel. He can't. However generous and kind you want to be, the kohen has to take the aliyah himself. Same with Levi. In order that they shouldn't get to machlokes, otherwise they're going to hold big one. Imagine that, every balagan, every time we line, it's going to be one big. Like this, we know, you kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Yeah.
But I thought, that I heard you mention once, and I thought I'd learned, that if for some reason someone needs an aliyah for your site or something, and there aren't enough aliyahs, a kohen can go out for the time that the kohen aliyah comes. But in that way, he can avoid having an aliyah.
Correct.
Someone else.
Yeah, this is talking about if he's in the shul.
Right.
If he goes out, you're right. The halacha, yeah, that's correct. Yes. We'll get to that. See if later. We'll get to that. Pardon? If there's no kohen, we'll get to that. What happens then? We'll speak about it. See if later. Ve'achov Levi mishne bo sef katan yud. Where does that Levi come from? Because it says, "No, Reb Gideon, where does he come from, a Levi?" The pasuk says, "Vayitno," and he was given el hakohen bnei Levi. Don't we know that kohenim are sons of Levi? Ela only lashmino to teach us the mitchilo kohenim v'ad bnei Levi. First comes kohenim, and afterwards bnei Levi. In other words, the Leviim. So, Kohen first, followed by Levi, followed by Yisrael. Save Dalet. Haminega Porsche, the general meaning is, Shafilu Kohen Amoret, even a Kohen who is a massive Amoret, knows nothing. Koidem Likois, he lines first, or in other words, he gets Aliyah first, Lifnei Chocham, Godel Yisrael. So even if you go to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, or Lebod Ben Chaim Lechaim, Rav Eliashiv, who are Yisraelim, they are still going to get Shlishi. And a kohen who could be an amoret, a complete amoret, he's still going to get kohen. V'usha kohen yodeh likrois. This is only if the kohen can read. And this is now, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? That's only if the kohen can read. Why does Shulchan Aruch say that?
Because in those days, the person who got an aliyah would lane.
Yeah, is that what you want to say? That's correct. Miu, im yocha likrois, im ashliach tzibu mila b'mila, saki b'kach. The Rama says it doesn't have to literally be reading. If he can follow on and hang on to the words of the Baal Kori, that's good enough as well. So it doesn't actually physically to read. But Sheimeinu Yodei Likrois, but if he cannot read the Torah, how can he make a bracha on the Torah? So Shulchan Aruch says that if he cannot read, or close to read, he cannot like parrot read, and he cannot read, he does not get called up. Now, you said the reason for that is because, as you said, previous generations, they would actually physically read. So what would be the halacha nowadays, Rabbi? A Kohen who cannot read. He cannot read. You have a shul, you have a Levi who can read, a Yisrael, a Talmud Chacham, but you have a Kohen who is a good Kohen, but he just simply cannot read. He'll be able to, he can make the bracha, because he can, but he cannot read. He can't line. He cannot read the words of the Sefer Torah. Can you give him Kohenes or no? He can't read. Yes? Yes?
No?
No?
Isn't
he
supposed to read still with the person who's
lining? Does he need to? So we're going to learn about that still, that yes, we are meant to read with a Baal Kohenes, certainly. Oh, does he need to know that? So the Mishabura Paskins, as follows. Shem, Sivkot and Tezvav, we'll do the early Sivkot and shortly. Sivkot and Tezvav, Shem and Yedav. Vekayoim, and nowadays. Noagin Likrois, the custom is to, Noagin Likrois, so we call them up. Af Alpi, even though she ain't the Alikrois, he cannot read. If he cannot read, and if he can just say over the words, if he cannot physically, in other words, if he can't read, you can still call him up. And even with that, we're not makbid. So is that even that's going back to your point that. Even if he cannot read, but we're assuming that he can just parrot say, he can just copy the words of the Baal Kohen whilst he's lining, that's good enough. He can't read, but he can say over, he can copy the words of the Baal Kohen, that's sufficient. So the answer is yes, a Kohen who cannot read nowadays, now we have a person, a Baal Kohen, he can call him up. You can call a Kohen who can't read. You can call him up. They don't call up a coin at all.
They could not.
They will what? Although they were coining present. I don't know how the amisyashi with the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know how that works with the Shulchan Aruch. Not sure. I mean, although there is a chiddush here, I mean, maybe Sifkot Yud Beis is going to help. I mean, Sifkot Yud Aleph is going to help us a little bit. Yeah, I'm sure Sifkot Yud Aleph is going to help us a little bit to. After Habrishonim Sovereign, although many Rishonim hold, to learn Nasit Takonazu, that this Takonah was not made, Lehaktim Amos Lifnei Chacham, Mishnah Berurah says that although the Takonah, many Rishonim hold, Takonah was not made to be makdim that Amoret should come before Chacham. It wasn't made for that. Mikol Mokem Aminek Apoyskim Shoyim Dilin Kiyazatoy Beis HaKnesses. The German thing is in shul, lining in shul, maybe the darker shulam chilku b'zeh. That's generally the thing. So, I mean, you could hear that. Maybe that's where they're coming from. That there is, it seems that the Ari Shoyim, they hold that Amoret will never come before a Talmid Chacham. And therefore, you're going to have, what would that mean? That Talmud Chacham Yisrael is going to come before a Kohen Amoretz. That would mean a Kohen
Amoretz.
If it's an Amoretz, correct. Yeah, that's right. Good point as well. Yeah. Where does that all come from? This distinction between Amoretz and not Amoretz, where does that all come from? Sifkot Yud Beis Lifnei Chacham Gadol. The Ein Kam Bizoin Kovod HaTorah. The fact that we bring a Kohen first, why is that not Bizoin HaTorah? Why is it not a problem that we call a Kohen first who's an Amoretz? Oh, that's a very nice svara. It's a very nice svara. It's a very nice svara. That's not what the Mishnah Berurah says. The beginning says a very nice svara. It says that you can't be. Torah says mekidash to. So, but the Mishnah Berurah says. It's not bizon atoyah. The kevin shekena minik because that is the minik and kam bizui. It's not considered a bizui. It's only bizon. It probably goes actually in line with what you were saying. It's not very far. The Torah says, so it's not bizon. Right. Okay. Sif Hey, Ima Sefer Torah Pesuach, what will be the halacha if the Sefer Torah is open? V'akoyen koyres Shema, and the Kohen says Shema. Okay, the Shaila is, they call up a Kohen, and he's still up to Shema. Have you experienced such a thing? I've witnessed it once. What happens then? What are you meant to do? Finish it off. Everybody waits. Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein Rishay Lahafsik." The Kohen is not to stop. The Kohen doesn't stop. It doesn't interrupt. The Kohen Yisrael bim Koymoi, and Yisrael is going to come instead. You don't interrupt. Oh, so very good. We spoke about that in a previous share once, and the Mishnah Berurah says here. Mishnah Berurah here doesn't say it, but yeah, there we learned that that would be the halacha, correct.
So.
Yeah, no. If his mamash being, let's see what the Mishnah says over here. Sifkon Tzayin, Ima Sefer Torah Pesuach. Hu Adin Afilim Adayin Loitziya Sefer Torah. If the Sefer Torah hasn't been taken out at all, Kam Kenim Amtinim Loitziya Sefer Torah. Ad Shikmar Akoyin Lefilos Mishnah Tzirich Latzibur. If the Sefer Torah has not been taken out yet, and you see the Kohen is in the middle of Shema, don't delay taking out the Sefer Torah. We're going to wait quickly. Well, let's wait a few minutes until the Kohen is ready. We don't do that. It's Tzichel Tzibur. If you see the Kohen is in the middle of saying Shema, you don't have to wait for him. You know, it's not. He's very choshev. We love him very much. But we're not going to delay the whole shul. Tzichel Tzibur for the Kohen to be quite ready. Enu Rishai. Yeah, now, you're pointing out that... the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nuzan, I'm going to say it outside, says that if he's been apokim and they've called him up and there's not the Kohen, you're quite right. If he's been called up, there's not all the Kohen, and he's been apokim, the Kohen is to go up. That's the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Nuzan. That's always something we discussed previously as well. To recap what we learned tonight, very briefly, we learned that if a mist laning on Shabbos is to be made up next Shabbos, but not more than two parshas to be laned. Mondays and Thursdays, you don't make up the following day. We learned that a Kohen comes first, next is Levi, next is Yisrael. We learned that he's not to be, he can't be Moichel, possesses the Kiddashtoi. Even if he's Am Oretz, he's to come first. Siv Dalet tells us that the general meaning is that we ignore the fact that he's Am Oretz, Tamid Chochem. Even if he can't read, the Shulchan Aruch discusses one, but Halach Lamaisa nowadays, even if he can't read, Mishnah Berurah says he's to be called up. We start and we finished off speaking about Seif Hei, that if the Sefer Torah is open up and the Kohen says Shema, he's not really to interrupt. However, we learned that if he's in the middle of, but if he's Ben Aprokim, he's between paragraphs, there's not the Kohen, he'd be allowed to go up. Similarly, Pesukah de Zimra as well. But otherwise, if these conditions don't apply, then he's not allowed to interrupt, and you're going to call up Yisrael instead. Good evening, Abbas.